Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I'm your host, Lady Flavor. This is my baby. This is where I love to come and gather with all that want to walk through the doors to Flavor Coffee House every Saturday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I open up the phone lines if you want to call in and promote yourself, or if you'd like to share a thought or two, or even strike up a conversation. You know, just you never know what's going to take place here at Flavor Coffee House. So if you know anything about me, you know it's all about supporting underground independent artists. But I added a little twist to it this year. All the members of what I call the Flavor News Movement are the only artists that you hear on Flavor News Radio. And I am very, very blessed to have an array of talent and genres that have joined the movement. So I'm going to start out today's show. This is a newer artist to the Flavor News Movement. His name is Morris Allen, and this track is called Let It Ride off of his Rock Paper Soul single.
Take me, baby.
new CD, which is called Rock, Paper, Soul, and the track is called Let It Ride. I want to welcome you to Flavor Coffee House, and, you know, I kind of have a topic in mind. It really doesn't have to do with the arts, but maybe it does, so let me kind of marinate on it a little bit and decide whether I'm going to bring up this subject or not. Let me see. Who else do I want to bring to you at the top of the show? You know what? I really, really love this song, and I hope to sincerely meet this particular producer one day. His name is Paris Toon out of Arizona, and this is the very first track that I received from him. It's called Brooklyn Baby. That was Paris Toon with his track called Brooklyn Baby. And the group that sings that track and the music that Paris Toon produces is called Mother's Favorite Child. Again, they are out of Arizona. I was kind of thinking about online relationships. Been having conversations about that subject with some of my girls lately. And, you know, what do you think about them? And I'm not necessarily talking about intimate, right? There's all kinds of relationships that can be built. I mean, just like with me being Lady Flava, you know, here on the radio or on the internet, you know, developing relationships. Some people get closer to me than others. It's kind of like this circle around me, and I kind of decide how far you get to get, you know, through those numerous circles or whatever. But You know, what do you think about online relationships? Do you get attached to them? Have you fallen in love with somebody online? Have you gotten into, you know, business deals with somebody that you met online and all of that? And has it worked? Has it not worked? I don't know. It's just kind of a subject that I had on my mind. So if anybody wants to chime in with me, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Love to hear your thoughts on it. I want to play a track by one of the first artists that I played on my radio shows. And he now has an amazing video to this particular track that just came out this weekend. I'm going to scroll through my Facebook page and try to find it and repost it because it's an amazing video. This is Composure by Darian Dean out of New York.
Exposure, baby.
was Darian Dean with his piece, Composure. And like I said prior to playing his track, this particular piece now has an official video that just released this weekend. So please go over to YouTube and search for Darian Dean and his track, Composure. The video is amazing, and after the show, I definitely will go look for it and repost it on my Facebook page. Because one of the things that I had put out is that, you know, he's a storyteller when it comes to singing. But when you have the opportunity to see a video to his music, it takes it to another level. And I think that's the beauty of technology right now, is so many tools are available to us and available to us free. That there's all kinds of ways that you can create those visuals that kind of attract people's attention to actually pay attention to you. So I was kind of mentioning, you know, about starting a conversation around online relationships. And I'm not just speaking of like flirting or intimate relationships. You know, so many of us that are online, that's just how we're connected. We have never seen each other in person, even when we live in the same city, you know, but we are connected online. I started many relationships right here on Blog Talk Radio that I never anticipated would go anywhere. And just to tell some specific stories, there's two young men, one out of Baltimore, Maryland, one out of Lincoln, Illinois, that I became connected to on Blog Talk Radio. They went by the name of the Hitmen. And they had their own show. And we became connected, got involved to the point of wanting to do some business dealings and trying to start a youth organization. And they actually flew out to Seattle, Washington, and stayed with me for about a month. And we worked really, really hard, you know, on this particular project. And I grew to just really become very, very fond that I actually consider them family now. We never did pursue the youth organization that we wanted to start. I wouldn't say it's necessarily dead. I know that there's still a desire because they feel very strongly because of their backgrounds that they want to use their art, their spoken word, their hip-hop style, you know, to reach out to youth and tell their story to then hope save some lives. And so, but, you know, but again, it was like, you know, building that connection just off of Blog Talk Radio to many relationships being built off of MySpace back in the day when it was so popular to now Facebook. So anyway, I see somebody has raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, how are you, my friend?
Good evening. I am fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing well. I was starting to feel a little sleepy. I really think I need some coffee. I know I was, you know, talking about I had cut back on some coffee. But, you know, I'm thinking Flavor Coffee House, this is when I miss being a barista because I'm a very, very good barista. So anyway, did you raise your hand because you liked my subject I decided to throw out there today?
Yes, I do. Well, I did, actually. I enjoy this topic because I think that within the time that we live in now, using everything from your telephone to your internet is a form of communication, a way to connect with someone that is not necessarily in your vicinity. You know what I mean? There, actually, I work with SJF Music, and it is so unique how the group of us, we all live in different parts of the country, but we all come together as one, and we have developed a relationship, a family-type relationship, and we work very well together, and we do what we have to do to get the job done. And under the tutelage of our Papa Bear, Mr. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, we are all connected, stay connected, and we put out some really fabulous music. which, by the way, is you can find at www.sjfmusic.com. So there's all types of, like you were saying, all types of relationships and bonds and new beginnings, whether it be friendship or whatever, that can be made through our new technology that we, well, it's not so new, but our technology that we have today. So indeed.
Well, you know what? You know, I know that you're like, well, it's not so new, but there's, I mean, Blaze, this world of technology, which, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm so ancient I don't get it all, you know, from the phones becoming more fancy and having applications and capabilities just off of a cell phone, you know,
yeah,
where you can get online, you can get on Skype where people can see you off of your telephone, you know, now, and all kinds of things that there is just tremendous ways that we can connect. And, you know, so much of what I do right now, I depend on the internet. I depend on relationships that I have created not only in Seattle but to across the United States and even off into Europe. And so it is interesting, you know, how these relationships have developed. And I sit and I think about that. It was just like, you know, the story I was telling about, you know, Son of Man and Sankara Dredon. You know, what made me think that I wanted to get involved and what made me feel comfortable enough to have them come out to Seattle and actually stay in my house for, you know, about a month. And Sankara
mm-hmm.
actually came out a second time and all of that. But it worked out really good. You know, really, really good that the bond on a business level was well, even though we didn't go in the direction we originally had talked about. But, you know, I almost think that maybe it was meant to just bond as a family and have an appreciation for their art. The two of them have kind of gone in different directions at this point in their life, you know, being family men and taking care of children and everything. And, you know, son now has a wife and a beautiful new baby, you know. So, you know, life kind of changes sometimes.
Yes.
But the relationship is still there. And it's something that, you know, just really, really means a lot to me. To then, you know, I got involved with some people in the literary community and
right.
thought that it was a good look, you know, thought it was going to be a great connection. And unfortunately, it turned out to be really bad. You know, and devastated me, you know, but, you know, even at that, it didn't take me away from what it is that I'm doing, you know. It did kind of still my joy of reading, you know, and at that point I was an avid reader and I was very, very heavy into the literary community as a book reviewer. So, you know, not all relationships that I've gone through online have been good, you know, but there have been some absolutely amazing ones that, you know, just like you were talking about the SJF family and how all of you have connected, you know, online to create what, you know, what has been created, you know, through Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas City. So, you know, it can be amazing. You know, but I was also thinking about the fact that, man, I know people who have fallen in love online, you know, or had little crushes online, you know, and things that, too, that, you know, it's like, you know, what are your thoughts, Blaze, with you being this, you know, this woman that creates and talks about relationships? You know, do you think that you can feel really, really connected to somebody that you've never seen before, that you've met online, and then maybe have gone in a direction of talking to them on the phone?
I'm the perfect one for this question. I did meet someone about 3.5 years ago, and I did fall in love. He was a beautiful man inside and out. And I think one of the greatest aspects of actually falling in love with someone online is the fact that you get to meet that true person. So many times when we meet face to face, there's this facade that is put up, and you look good, and you act well, and you just do all that is supposed to be done at that time to present that facade.
Mm-hmm.
That you are who they want you to believe you are. But having that time and that ability to actually talk to a person, to get to know a person, we worked together on a project. Actually, I was his designer for his website. And we worked together. I got to know the man. I got to know his likes, his dislikes. He got to know mine. And we just began really connecting. And, you know, they say with communication comes understanding. And so many times in relationships, what people think is love is no more than lust.
Right.
You know, you're hungry for that physical. You don't get to the mental or the spiritual or the social. You just want that physical because it's there and you're hungry. So you go to that. Then you find out that the person that you've been sleeping with, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to know them, you don't even like them. And then
right.
you find yourself asking the big question, who are you and why am I here? You know what I mean?
Right.
So with an online relationship, you don't really get, you are able to put the brakes on or pump the brakes, as they say, and take your time to really get to know that individual and to see if this is someone that I can work with. Is this someone who I respect their values, their opinions, and their thoughts? You don't always have to agree with all of them, but at least be able to respect them as well as the person that you're dealing with. So I found it to be an ongoing adventure. You know, as I'm walking down this road of knowledge and experience, because a lot of times we don't get to experience the other person, you know, his true being. Do
mm-hmm.
I know what he's going to act like when he's mad? Do I know what he feels like if he feels threatened? You know what I mean? Being a survivor of domestic violence, you know, I didn't see certain things or I didn't know certain things prior to that. But once it was exposed to me, I then had to say, oh, really? And then had to find other ways of getting away from all of that. You know what I mean? So
right.
this gave me that opportunity, you know, because I wasn't so quick, fast, or wanting to be with someone person to person after being abused, after
right.
being hit. You know
right.
what I mean? So this gave me that safety net of not having someone right up on top of me where I can look at you from afar and I can get to know you with a comfort zone in between us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand. I definitely
yeah,
understand. And I do believe that anything is possible. You know, I used to feel like, you know, online, people can present anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and create a fantasy. And, you know, it's just like, you know, you don't necessarily really know how somebody looks, you know, or what their real story is. Especially when you're a creative soul, you can create anything. You can write anything and whatever. But, you know, so I used to kind of take things at face value. But then, you know, as I grew in who I am and what I'm doing and this journey that God has put me on, you know, I have come to, you know, at times be leery, you know, but at the same time to trust in some things. It's just like Darian Dean, who I just played out of New York. You know, his manager had reached out to me a few years back, you know, to play his music, you know, doing a great job trying to get Darian exposure out there any way and any, you know, every way that he could across the globe. But from that, you know, he and I developed a relationship to now, you know, 2-3 years later, I consider him one of my mentors. And he has taught me a lot in the industry about, you know, what it is, you know, perfecting the game. And he's one of the people that taught me how to listen to tracks and voice the vocals and the music and the balance and the quality of the production and things. And so, you know, I never thought just connecting with somebody to play his artist's music that out of that I would end up getting somebody who I consider a mentor. So it's a beautiful thing. And I think that I think that you can fall in love. I think that you can become very attached to people online. I think that you can find great business partners that you can do some amazing things with that's from somewhere totally different. So I want to stay on the phone with me, please. I want to play a
sure.
piece, of course, by my girl Monica Monet. And, you know, cool. I definitely will come back with a story about her. But let's see, what piece do I want to play? I want to play... Memories. This is off of her old CD, which is called Nappy Halo, and this is called Memories by Monica Monet. my girl Monica Monet with her piece Memories off of her older CD, which is called Nappy Halo. And, you know, I had heard her Gravity, which is her single off of her brand new CD, which is called Simply Beautiful. And I heard her on another radio show, Paradigms, and I reached out to her from there. And that's how she and I became connected. And, you know, the relationship kind of evolved and, you know, around the appreciation that I had for her craft and her voice. And, you know, just I liked what I'd heard her speak on when it came to her craft. I mean, even like with her Nappy Halo CD, you know, she will tell you it was not the best production on there. And she recognized that after the fact and how it was really important to her going into this new project that she do it better and cleaner with a better production and a better sound. You know, so the relationship developed over the art to now, you know, now I would call her my sister, you know, and my grandbaby loves, you know, her Auntie Momo. And, you know, and here it is just in a matter of days, actually Tuesday night, she's going to be flying into Seattle and doing a mini tour out here. You know, and I never thought that would happen, something like that. You know, but it was based off of this relationship that was created online to then, you know, us talking on the telephone and learning how much she appreciated some of the artists that she heard me play on my radio show that were out here in the Pacific Northwest with a strong desire of wanting to perform with them. So, I mean, just so many great things can happen. I do want to give a shout out to Jazzy Blue, who's in the chat room. She, you know, you've heard me talk about Jazzy from time to time. She's somebody who's been like a sister, just a great, great supporter of me. Back in the day of when I had my coffee shop and back in the day of when MySpace was very, very popular. So much love to you, my sister, Jazzy Blue. And then a big shout out to Shambay. Shambay is somebody who I became connected with on Blog Talk Radio. You know, he's an amazing spoken word artist, very, very thought-provoking mentor-type person. He's a great percussionist and somebody just, you know, he's so respectful that it's so easy to have great respect for him, and he is listening in from Hong Kong. So I want to read something that Shambay wrote in regards to online relationships, and he's always so very thoughtful and thought-provoking. He says, I believe that the human soul adapts to the environment. It's our evolutionary process. We adapt to the changes we introduce. 30 years ago, distant emotions were not inconceivable because of things like social media did not exist or was inconceivable as well. Our hearts adapt to its needs. However, nothing is comparable to the human touch, the close proximity of energy. And, you know, and I have to agree with him, you know, on that, you know, well, I will say there isn't anything better than just being in the same space, you know, as somebody, you know, and just getting to know them that way. But I do think that, you know, you definitely can, you know, get connected online and may never, you know, meet the person at all and still feel so very, very attached, have a great appreciation, a great respect, you know, and love for somebody. And I believe that it's real. You know, like I said, in the beginning I thought that, oh, you know, yeah, okay, can this stuff, you know, be real or not? You know, and then it's like, you know, as I've been online for, oh gosh, years, it feels like now, in different capacities, then there are people that I do feel a real connection and bond with. And I believe it's real. I don't believe that it's a game or fake. You know, there are people that I really, really want to meet in person. And then there are other people that it's like, it's okay that it's just an online thing. You know, there are people that I want to work with that I met online and do things with. And then there are other people it's like, okay, we just kind of sit back and watch. And it's just interesting, you know, just that whole experience and the beautiful way of connecting. I mean, just even like, you know, with Shambe being, you know, over in Hong Kong and being able to tune into the show. I have no idea what time it is over in Hong Kong, you know, right. But, you know, what a beautiful thing. And welcome to the chat room, Patrick Domino, and another amazing connection that I met off of Facebook, a great, great musician, you know. So, I don't know. I guess you and I, Blaze, have been talking about the fact of, you know, just different people we have connected with online and what those relationships are like. And I appreciate you being willing to share, you know, your personal story. I want you to know I wasn't probing for that. But I knew that you would have, feedback and thoughts on, you know, just online relationships, period. So,
Definitely. Anytime. If it's something that I believe in, then sure, I'm going to stand up and raise my hand. Because, like I said, you can meet someone on the subway on your way to work. And you can make that connection. There are people that sometimes you just have that instantaneous connection with.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people that you meet that it takes you years to figure out where they're coming from, if at all.
Right.
So whether it be one-on-one, and I do agree, there is nothing better than spending quality time face-to-face, body-to-body, heart-to-heart with someone. That is fabulous. That's what God intended.
Mm-hmm.
But if for whatever reason, like I'll go back to SJF Music Family, we are all in separate places. That does not mean we can't get the job done.
Right.
You know what I mean? Thanks to technology, thanks to the equipment, we are able to reach out and connect and get the job done and produce beautiful music together. And that, you know, everyone can share, and they can be connected to us through the music.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how it is done and the connections are made, as long as they are appreciated and enjoyed, then it's all a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful thing, you know. So just like you can't really put people in boxes and everybody has a label on it, you really can't label relationships. They are what they are, and they affect who they affect. And if it's a positive thing, like they say, if it's good to you, then it must be good for you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Well, let me jump into another track. This is somebody who, well, I originally met him off of All Media Artists. And, you know, he's been a very, very big support, you know. He communicates with me behind the scenes. He encourages me. He gives me some really great connections. And after things kind of settle down, I hope to kind of jump on board and get and, you know, pursue some of that information and connections that he's brought my way. This is Chuck Eaton, and he was one of the first artists when I decided to turn Flava News into a members-only movement. He was one of the first ones to join, and he's out of Brazil. So this is Chuck Eaton with his piece, I Wonder If You're Real.
In your touch,
Talk about somebody having their hustle on or somebody getting out and networking. He's got to be one of the best in seeking out and unearthing radio stations all over the world. If you're connected with him online, he is posting always different radio stations and online radio stations that support independent artists and places that he is charting, places he's being played. I mean, if you want to know about indie radio stations, Chuck Eaton is the guy to reach out to, because I believe, one day I should really write them all down as I see him post them and just, you know, see how many he's actually connected to and where his music is being played, because he's got his hustle on and he's definitely out there being heard. So I have great appreciation. And when you connect to people like that, you can learn. You know, if you sit and you take the time and you listen and you watch people and you, you know, read how they interact, you know, online, you can learn so much. And he's definitely one that I've learned, you know, from. And I appreciate the fact that he has a great respect for who I am and what I do. So, you know, he has, you know, again, shared resources. And, you know, those resources I would have never had if I had never met him online, you know. And so it can be such a beautiful thing. But, you know, at the same time, now let's flip the script, you know, Blaze. Sometimes people can manipulate. As kind of what I had talked about a little bit earlier, you know, can present themselves in a different light. Can create themselves to be anybody they want you to think that they are, and they're really not. You know, I know that there are people who have gotten connected online that, you know, even on a business level have said that they could do certain things and turned out that they couldn't. You know, there have been people online who actually have gotten money out of artists saying that they could do certain things and didn't, you know, follow through and, you know, on those things. There are people who I think kind of feel people out to find out how to get connected on an emotional level to then use that emotion to, you know, get their foot in the door to then create a fantasy. Does that make sense?
Sure, and that can happen right there in your good eye, as
well,
my
that's
auntie
true
said.
Too.
You know that I mean, they can be sitting right. They can be in your church. They can be at your office. They can be once again riding the subway and or bus. They can be your old girlfriend.
Right.
You are under the impression that she is your girlfriend, and you're sharing good news with her, and please, God forbid, you share your man and your little secrets that you and your little significant other have. The next thing you know, your girlfriend is running off to Vegas with your man, you know? But all along, she had been portraying herself to being this friend, you know? So this can be anywhere, whether it's online or up close and personal. You just have to be so careful in whom you call friend.
Right.
You know, you have to pick and choose on who you let, as you were saying earlier, in that inner circle with you. Because everybody that gets in with you are not really supposed to be in there. So you have to be like a... You have to be like a sifter. You know how they used to do with the old bread and everything? They put the flour in the sifter shake it around, you know. Some of the friends will come through and some won't make it through, you know. And that's true with some of the people in your life.
Right.
That you have to decide which one can get into that inner circle and the others that you keep at arm's distance, you know.
And I appreciate the fact that you talk about, you know, how in person, you know, even if somebody is in your own area and you get connected, you know, there can be deception there too. And the bottom line is people are only going to let you know what you want them to know. You know, I have this story that I share off and on with my son. You know, he had a guy that he called his best friend. You know, they were like best friends for like 7 years. Lived together in Seattle. The young man followed my son down to Fresno when my son was doing his internship at Kaiser Hospital, and you know, and all of that. And one day, we still don't know what the story was. He was up towards Canada and got shot. Somehow he made it down to Seattle, but he died at the hospital. And at his funeral, these women started showing up with children that he had produced. And my son didn't know this. His best friend had any kids.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and so it was just, you know, I mean, it's just really interesting, you know, what, you know, any type of relationship, you know, what it can, you know, what you're willing to share and what you're not willing to share. And I will, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm a believer that not necessarily everything needs to be shared.
Exactly.
I do think that there are some things that can just stay, you know, within yourself and be your story and your experience. I don't think it's necessarily always good to share every single, you know, aspect of your world, you know, with somebody else. Right. So, but if there's anybody else that wants to chime in, you know, Blaze and I welcome a third or fourth party that would like to chime in. I see my family's on the phone supporting on the switchboard, and there's, you know, those in the chat room that are hanging out, Patrick and Jazzy. I know Shambay's been in and out, so I don't know if he's having computer issues or whatever. But if anybody else wants to chime in on this conversation, 347-857-1189, or if you're an artist that has a project or product or, you know, just yourself that you would like to promote, I definitely open up the phone lines for you to do that also. As Blaze mentioned earlier, she's a part of a group called SJF Music, and they have a brand new CD out, which is called Between Dusk and Dawn, and you can find out more information about that over at www.sjfmusic.com. I've kind of cut back on playing the music on the show, specifically because I had been playing it quite a bit prior to the CD coming out. And so I really just want to direct you over to the website. You can get little snippets of each track. You can buy the whole album by digital download. You can order a press copy of the CD, or you can buy individual tracks. And Eternally Blaze, who's on the phone with me tonight, has a track over there on that particular CD, which is called Eternally Blaze. So definitely go over there, check it out, let us know what you think of that music. It's something that, even though I'm not an artist, it is something that I've been involved with, you know, pretty much from start to finish, and it's something that I'm really proud that I had the opportunity to, you know, to be a part of, witness, and you know, be able to, in a sense, you know, share with all of you. I'm going to take you, let's see, what direction do I want to go? I'm going to play a jazz piece by a newer artist that I am connected to and somebody that I'm doing some work with, working very, very closely with. His name is Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play one of his pieces, which is called Santa Barbara. Thank you. All right, that was Santa Barbara by Mark Van Claggett, and he's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me on March 27th. I'm crossing my fingers that everything works out, that he's able to do it, because I would love to be able to introduce you to him and his story. He's been around in the industry for a long time, has performed in a variety of ways when it comes to the that old school flair of musical talent where, you know, the strong vocals and the dance routines and the matching outfits. You know, presently he's touring. He is a working artist, but he is touring, performing in a group that's called Tribute Salute to the Temptations. So he is out of the country a lot. But his desire, just like many, is to perform his own music. And that's what we're trying to help him do. So I really appreciate Michelle Green of Safe Haven Publishing for introducing me to Mark and having the opportunity to work with him on some of the behind-the-scenes projects. So, again, March 27th, Mark Van Claggett's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me. We got another person, Blaze, so let me bring him in. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, I take it you must like the topic we're talking about, and that's why you raised your hand.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? What's going on?
We're talking about online relationships.
Yeah. All three of us, myself, you, and Blaze, we all connected online. So it's a good thing, real good thing.
I agree. I mean, out of the relationships that I have made through your camp, Stephen, they have all been great people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a blessing. And just like what Blaze was saying, and you have said this many times yourself, that, you know, if it wasn't for the internet, you know, you would not be working with, you know, an artist out of New York, an artist out of Seattle, you know, an artist out of Michigan,
right,
with you being in Kansas City. So, you know, that is a beautiful thing to be able to, man, reach far across the globe if you wanted to come together and collaborate.
Oh, yeah. I've recently touched bases with some artists out of Italy, Portugal, and the world is getting a lot smaller because of this internet thing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a whole lot easier. But, you know, like you guys were saying, it's kind of like a hit or miss thing. You know, people online can portray themselves to be anything they want themselves to look like. And you just have to kind of be careful and, sometimes you could do your research on these people. Sometimes if you get into a personal relationship with them, they may not necessarily be Googleable or anything like that, so it may be hard to do research on them, and you just have to play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not too much difference meeting people face-to-face on the street now, because people have gotten so good at putting up phony fronts, and yeah, you may not know what a person is actually like until like maybe a month into the relationship. So,
or even longer.
Or even,
you know,
longer, exactly.
Yeah.
So
you know the saying of using good judgment or trusting your gut. You know, some of that I think is good to a point, but I think that I hate to say this, but I think that people have become so good at deceiving that almost they convince themselves of their own deception as being fact. You know? Does that make sense?
I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen. I've seen people that were so deep in, we'll just call it what it is, so deep into their lies that they actually start to believe themselves that those lies are the truth.
Right.
And that's extremely dangerous, and those people need some help, actually.
No, exactly. I agree. But it's like, you know, there have been times when, you know, I used to say, okay, I'm pretty good at judging character, you know? I did. I used to think that, and then I'm like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Right.
You know, I just, right. I so did not see that coming, you know, and got, everything was like going really, really well, you know, and then something happens out of left field that just totally ruins, you know, what I thought, you know, was there, you know, business deals have fallen apart and, you know, all kinds of things behind, you know, deception and not, and so I was really happy that one day I was having a conversation with a dear friend of mine, male friend, and, you know, about this fact of, you know, trying to have good judgment and using your gut and all of that, you know, and he, you know, he also shared too that, you know, Keith, when, he, you know, he's gotten involved in business deals or connecting with, you know, artists in the hip-hop community and all of that, and it not, you know, not, you know, working out and just, you know, people not being who he thought that they were, you know, in the game and all of that. So it was like, you know, I kind of felt a little better, you know, especially because I have such great respect for him and just think, you know, he's so extremely smart when it comes to things. But I think, you know, too, you know, he's learned some hard lessons in this game and, you know, has kind of stepped back and is not as open and welcoming as he was, you know, say, you know, 5-10 years ago, you know, in this industry. So it is a hit and miss. And you're right, Stephen and Blaze, that it somebody could be right in your face and you don't necessarily know the truth, you know, or
that's
whatever.
True.
But I think that the blessings of the internet has opened up the door to so many greater possibilities, you know, kind of like what Shambay was saying, than, you know, before the days of the internet, you know, and the way that we can connect, you know, all over the world, you know, with people and just learn, if nothing else, learn about other people's cultures and lifestyles, and to be able to see pictures and hear stories about, you know, their countries or their, you know, families or whatever. I think that's one of the things that I do value about, you know, the era that we live in with all of this technology, is just learning so much more than what I did, you know, as a kid, and just reading books and all of that about other places and other people.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I've connected with so many people that if it wasn't for the social networks and the internet and that type of stuff like that, probably never would have had a chance to run into these folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing. It really is. And I've established some very deep and personal relationships online with people. And some of it happened real fast. Some of it took years to develop.
Right, right.
But that's really no difference than you know, meeting somebody at a bus stop or something like that, striking up a conversation, and one thing leads to another. The next thing you know, you going out shooting pool together or something like that. So it happens. It's just that you know, we all have to be a little careful, because there are predators out there, people that take advantage of the fact that they could be online and perpetrate themselves as any kind of way they want to be.
Right. Well, you're right about being careful. I mean, it's just like with me, you know, on my business cards, it used to be my cell phone number. And, you know, I'd hand out my business cards, and then I was like, that is just so absolutely crazy. You know, then artists were, like, calling and texting me all day and night. You know, then it was like opening myself up to all of those mass text messages for, you know, somebody's event in Virginia. Like, I'm not in Virginia, so do I really have to be on your mass text messages or, you know, whatever? So I did, you know, I did get a business line to use, you know, for Flava News and all of that, to kind of weed out, you know, all the people that had access to me on my cell phone. and now, you know, I can be selective in who I answer the phone or set hours that I don't, you know, take phone calls in regards to Flava News and all of that. So it's interesting. You know, I'm doing this event with Monica. You know, the first show starts this coming Thursday, the 22nd. She arrives on the 20th, and I thought about it, and I hadn't put it out to my Susan page, you know, on Facebook. And that's where there's, you know, friends and family and people I went to high school with and people I worked with or still, you know, work with or whatever over on that page. And I thought, let me put it out because it would be absolutely great to reconnect with some people that I went to high school with and hadn't seen. I mean, this past week I talked to somebody I reconnected with on Facebook who grew up about two blocks from me since we were itty-bitty kids, you know, in elementary school, and he lives in Arizona, and we just had the best conversation. It was so amazing to reconnect with Stevie, you know, over the phone. And it's so funny because he still goes by Stevie.
Oh, man.
But, you know, to talk to somebody I hadn't seen in, like, 20 years, you know. I mean, I don't know, mm-hmm. gosh, 30 years. And stuff. So I'm hoping that some of the people that I grew up with are going to come. I did see somebody that I did grow up with since elementary school too. Said he was going to come and attend one of my events. So I'm excited. If it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have reconnected with them. You know,
that's very true. Yeah, it's hard to track down people and everything now, especially when you're looking for somebody just you know, a regular person. I'm talking about not an entertainer or anything like that. You know, you can Google the name Sam Davis or something like that and come up with like 35 pages of Sam Davis.
Exactly.
You know.
Right.
So which one is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And Facebook has been good to me too. I've reconnected with a lot of old cousins and stuff like that that I hadn't talked to in a long time. My next door neighbor, his little brother, I've reconnected with him. I haven't seen him since. And I mean, he's a grown man with kids and everything. And last time I saw him, he was just out of diapers pretty much. And just reconnected with him recently.
Mm.
So it's a good thing.
Definitely.
I'm living proof. It is a good thing. Because you can make some real nice connections on the internet. Yes, you can.
Right.
Personally and professionally.
Exactly. I'm going to play a track by an artist that I connected with. Well, I connected with a guy who was working with him. Originally, Byron was over in Switzerland when I first connected with him. To then, he came back to the States. To California, and he told me all about this particular artist in Switzerland that he was just like, Flava, I know you are going to just absolutely love him. And he was so right, you know. And you know, first I was introduced by just seeing YouTube videos, you know, of him playing the piano and singing. And then Chameleon and I connected on Facebook. And then, you know, this is the beautiful thing that I just love being who I am. He would call him. He hasn't called me, so I'm going to have to hunt him down. But he would call me from Switzerland. We would have the most amazing conversations. And, you know, this is when I love it when somebody sings to me. Monica Monet sings to me all the time. You know, but Chameleon, you know, would sing to me. Sometimes it would be a reggae style. Sometimes it would be more of a hip-hop flair, you know. But he's got this very, very unique voice. So I want to play a piece. This is the title track to his CD, which is called Living Sacrifice by Chameleon out of Switzerland.
You know, sometimes in life, there's just things you gotta let go of. Real love.
can hear, you can see in front of you, let alone what to be, the wilderness, where will you lay? You just don't know, so you can't obey, don't burn.
Just kind of raw, you know. He comes, he's American, you know, but he's been living in Switzerland about, oh gosh, maybe 16 years now. You know, he's got a beautiful lady and children, you know, over there, doing his music. He loves working with children. And I don't know, there's just a different feel, like, you know, not that, like, polished type life, just kind of like almost like free spirit, if that's a good way of describing it. But there's just something that just feels wholesome, authentic, eclectic about him. And I so want to go over there. You know, we had set it up for Black Stacks to go over and tour with Chameleon, and gosh, you know, trying to get passports together and the money together to fly over there was just not happening, you know. But I believe that we'll work it out somehow. You know, this would be my dream thing, is to have Chameleon, John D. Green Sr., Black Stacks, and Monica Monet, you know, all together over there in Europe and doing some things. So I'm just going to put it out to the universe that it's going to happen somehow, and we're all going to be able to come together and connect, because all of those artists are connected, you know, through, you know, Chameleon even called into one of my artist roundtable shows from Switzerland, you know, early on when I did it. So somebody like him, I want to meet him in person so bad. And I've been working on some projects with him. It's hard. Some of the projects that I'm working on for him are really, really hard. But, you know, I still try to do the research and try to figure it out. And, you know, Stephen, have you heard of the Indie Bible?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get me a copy. I've decided I've got to get a copy, because some of this information, you know, as much as the Google, you know, you can find out so much on Google, I think there is a trick. I think there's a real trick to finding out certain information.
Yeah, you have to use the right keywords to get the right stuff. And but nothing fails but an old book. Go look in there.
Yeah,
and see what's going on, you know?
So I decided, I know some artists who have the Indie Bible, and I decided I'm going to invest in getting a hard copy of it, because I just think the information that I understand from the research that I've done on it to the people that do have a copy, there's some very invaluable information in there that I need. So.
Oh yeah,
anyway,
you should
yeah.
see my copy. It's all raggedy with highlight marks all in it and everything.
Yeah,
but,
I bet.
You know. Mhm.
I bet. So, anyway, if there's anybody else that would like to, oh, okay, another hand is raised. So let me bring them in. Well, we just got the whole SJF family on the line. So welcome, John D. Green Sr.
What's going on, Flay? I heard you talking about Chameleon. So
I know it.
I'm in.
I know. That's my dream, John. I could just see you and him and Black Stacks and Monica over there together. Like, man, we'd have a good time.
It would be the biggest thing since the Beatles came here.
So we were talking about online relationships, you know, and how, you know, people have connected, whether it's on an intimate level, whether it's on a personal, just a personal friendship level, whether it's on a business level or collaboration level, you know. And if, John, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, being online, and honestly what your wife researched me before you and I connected, you know, but
mm-hmm.
we would have never connected, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, this beautiful thing we call internet and technology.
Absolutely. There's some great connections made through our social medias, if you will.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's a hit and miss, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, Stephen and Blaze, because Stephen and Blaze are on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, brother.
So, I mean, just even like, you know, Blaze was talking about earlier in the show, you know, if it wasn't for the internet and all of that, you know, you guys would have never all connected through SJF Music, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm on my way to Kansas. I came to Kansas. I'd have slogged them out. I would have sawed him out.
I'm gonna get to Kansas one day.
People still looking for me. That's why I came to Kansas, so they couldn't find me.
I'm gonna find you. I definitely am gonna find you. That's one of my goals too. I'm gonna get to Detroit, and I'm gonna get to Kansas City, and I'm gonna get to New York. First of all, John's out there in Michigan, and there's so many artists in Michigan that I'm connected to, you know. So I've got to get there. But John's definitely the draw. New York. My mom's from New York, Brooklyn, New York. So I've got to get out there. And there's so many artists in New York that I got to, New York and New Jersey and Philadelphia, that I want to see in person. So, of course, you know, Blaze is out there in the Bronx, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Kansas, you know, that's where my family originated from, was Kansas City. You know, my daddy and my mom met and fell in love, and we used to go to some, I should ask them, Stephen, where the soda shop is that they used to go to, because they took me there when I was a little girl. But they used to go on dates to some soda fountain shop, whatever. You know, and Daddy became a minister there, had his first church there. All my siblings were born there. My sister's buried out there. You know, so all of my family's origin, you know, my immediate family, you know, came from Kansas City, you know. So, yeah, there's certain places I definitely have to get, and certain people I definitely have to get. And, you know, the three of you just happen to be three of those people I need to connect with in person.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Come on down.
It's on the to-do list.
Yep, it's on the to-do list, and it's one of those to-do lists that I'm just really so determined that somehow it's going to become a reality.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to have you.
I think the way things are seeming to line up, you're going to end up having a convergence on Seattle. See, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I think the way the universe is lining up, you're going to end up having yourself a convergence on Seattle. A couple of days of some sort of musical explosion that's going to take place in Seattle. It's going to be ground zero because of that's the way it's looking to me.
Yep.
Well,
it's getting cheaper every day.
You know, one of my dreams is this Flava Fest. You know,
uh-huh.
That's one of my dreams, and you know, one of the things that I'm working on right now, and the paperwork and all of that, and the sponsorships, and you know, all of that is the goal. The ultimate goal is the Flava, the weekend Flava Fest. You know, so yes, I'm like, man, I'm so ready. It's like, I know Monica's due to arrive on Tuesday, yet I'm already, you know, I'm so excited about this particular event. Let me just say something about this particular event. It's kind of like a dream come true. Well, first of all, I cannot wait to meet Monica in person. But we've got her set up in three different venues. She's actually performing at a fourth one that doesn't have to do with Flava News. But they heard that she was coming to town and want her on their bill. So she's going to be performing at four venues, but three of them are mine. I mean, Monica's going to be performing with jazz artists, a jazz trio. She's going to be performing with soul, R&B singers to hip-hop, you know. And it's like this one artist is going to be put out there with all those different genres. It's just going to be amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I know that if I can pull that off with Monica Monet, that I can pull off a Flava Fest, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So, no, I welcome you guys to come. Even if you all have to sleep in my one-bedroom apartment, you know, we could sleep toe-to-toe. Yeah, one day I'll take a picture of how small my apartment is.
I got dish near the bathroom.
I could take anywhere 6 foot long, a sleeping bag, and I got no problem with that, you know?
Yeah. I got dibs on the couch.
Okay.
You can have the couch.
You know what, Steven? Stephen, I hate to tell you this, but
what?
I don't have a couch.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The biggest chair.
My living room is so small. My desk
How
takes
small
up the
is
whole
it?
Living room. It seems like I have one chair.
Wow.
You can't even ask for the couch. There's no couch. We'll be sitting on top of each other.
Ooh. It sounds like we're finding the Econo Inn that's very close to your house. That sounds like the plan B then.
Yeah.
I'll be at Motel 6. They need the light on.
There you go.
Wow.
We could all go to Leah's house. She's right there.
I'll be at Motel 6. They need the light on.
Yeah, Leah, did you want to raise your hand too? Because Stephen's inviting everybody to Leah's house.
Oh, wow. She's not going to be happy.
We practically moved in and set up our instruments.
Oh, no.
Background is in your garage.
I hope, Leah, you have a big place because the SJF family is going to be flying to Seattle and they're staying with you. I guess they didn't like the fact that I don't have a couch. Did you see how that all kind of changed?
Yeah, it kind of shifted, you know.
It did.
It really shifted
very quickly when I said I don't have a couch.
No, see, we're fine with that, but I mean, I figure if you said you don't have a couch in that small area, me and Stephen couldn't even lay down in your house. I mean, there'd be no more ground.
We're not little bitty guys, you know.
What? Hey, I'm 5'1". I can fit in my apartment fine.
Well, like, that's good for you. I'm 5'9½ already, so you know I'm just taking up too much space. I'll be at Motel 6.
Oh well, I guess it's just my apartment's meant for midgets, huh?
Well, I would say that short people.
Vertically challenged
people. You have to be politically correct.
Yeah, vertically challenged, yeah.
There it is. That's the correct terminology now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, see, you're getting there and you won't have no more ground space. Like, you'd be stepping on people. So, yeah.
That's why I had dibs on the bathroom. I'm not stepping over everybody trying to get there. You know what I mean?
Wow. Let's kind of think about Woodstock Day, you know, like just kind of hanging out. I don't even have a place you could pitch a tent, you know, but it's like, you know, people made it work.
They were high. They didn't know it wasn't working.
Well, we could be just high off of love.
Yeah,
we could be high off of blazism.
People sleeping on the top of a Volkswagen Bug, you know.
You know.
Okay. Well, I thought it sounded good at the moment that it came out my mouth.
Yeah, I got a bad back anyway.
I do appreciate the love. I appreciate the love and the offer, yes.
Okay, we're going to find the closest Econo Lodge and Motel 6.
Yes, because they need the light on.
They leave the light on. So anyway, but yeah, no, I think the internet is a beautiful thing. I think, you know, at any point in time in life, you got to be careful, you know, because like everybody has stated, you know, we've all run into some loonies in person, you know, and we've all run into loonies on the internet, you know, so it's definitely no different. But it's just interesting. You know, I was thinking about this, you know, how we can get attached to somebody. And how people can develop crushes on somebody and you don't even really know they have a crush on you, you know, or that you have a crush on them. I think it's just easy to get attached, you know, and say, oh, my God, let me go see if they're online. Oh, my goodness. You know, I stopped doing the Yahoo thing a long time ago.
Oh, man,
you know,
yeah, that chat, that
that
instant
Yahoo chat
thing. Yeah, oh, my goodness, that got
that
on my nerves.
That was off the chain. Like, wow.
Say,
you know,
leave me alone, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd go invisible, but still, even at that, it was like, you know, I had to block so many people off of there. You know, but it was a beautiful thing. So, though, you know, I had a great friend over in Aruba that I chatted with on a regular basis, and a great friend over in St. Martin's Martinique's that I chatted with. You know, so there were people into Germany and London and all of that I chatted with, but that was off the chain. I had to just totally walk away from Yahoo, because even like my Yahoo accounts, they got all spammed and attacked or something. You know, so I had to walk away from just totally using Yahoo altogether. But it's fun, you know, and it's a great way to feel like you're connected with people. You know, like somebody who's maybe shy or doesn't have great social skills or, you know, isn't comfortable in getting out and talking and meeting people. The internet is a great way of getting confidence and feeling like you're a part of a community or a network.
Right.
That was just like a right.
Yeah, like me, I fall right into that boat. I'm shy and I don't like talking to people and everything and all that kind of stuff like that.
Really?
Really?
You know what? It'll be interesting to meet you guys in person. Like, are your personalities going to be the same as what I know online and on the phone?
Maybe worse.
Mine will be worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you suppose? You know what? I think I'll be the shy one. I think I probably won't have anything to say.
Yes.
No? You don't buy that one?
No.
I really am shy. I'm a shy person.
No.
Why?
I'm a Cancer. I'm just, you know, I'm just...
Observant? Yes.
Huh?
Observant? Yes.
I'm observant, yes. I sit back and I watch people.
Exactly. But to say that you won't engage, especially if someone piques your curiosity, I'm not buying it.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know, I think honestly, okay, let's just let the truth be known. I think being Lady Flava has given me a lot of confidence.
Okay. And courage. The queen, the leopard, shy.
The leopard. Rawr, I can't even purr.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I can't even growl, huh? Rawr. That's not even what a leopard sounds like, huh? I can't purr. So
well, I've never been close enough to tell you personally, so I wouldn't know. But I'll take yours. Works for me.
So anyway, well, should I play a song now?
Yes.
Let me see. Let me scroll through my list here of people. Oh, I scrolled past somebody. I really would like to play them and say something, but I'm going to be nice. You know, I have not played this artist in a while, and he is out of the Pacific Northwest. And I have actually never seen a hip-hop artist perform with a band, a full band, before. But he has a full band that he plays with. So I'm going to play a piece by Cheyenne Salah, and this piece is called Angel.
Dear God, spare my territory. Take me right to my greatness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear not. Feeling so angelic. Nah, this ain't church, check how I said it. curse words hurt, but they so poetic. On the street, I'm a vet, the magnetic. Stingray Corvette, coerce them for credit. Again, slush, if it's how I get it. Wings tatted on my back, the wing just the beginning. Right hand on my lap, God made me for women. Boy, ain't love feminine, except how you feeling when hop on that Harley, chopper wheel spinning with number one chick on my back like skinnages. Wait till we ride by, empty that good bit. So rebel, I fist fight the devil. A black man with a thing for heavy metal. Matter of fact, way beyond that. I'm 10, 24/7, plus a quarter past that. I'm an angel. The shadow of death. Two chicks on my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Thank God for the women that he made. When I die, put a couple bad ones in my grave. I am fly, college educated and brave. Got a purple 4-5, back of the grip suede. 18 custom, that's how I'm made. Yeah, lips touch the ground every night when I pray. I am humble, rumble in the street all day. I'm really a playboy, I pay a different way. Next Hugh Hefner, much darker shade. Crib in the hills, no bills, bar paid. Ride to the wheels, roll off in a ditch. Picture the spare been replaced by my empire. I'm wealthy, I ain't got time to be rich. Game time is magic, I'm urban. It's stiff. Matter of fact, it's way beyond that. I'm pimp 24/7 plus a quarter past that. I'm an angel. The shadow of death. Two chicks on my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Make me stronger. Right about now, I'm feeling so King Kong. See me stomping through the city, little by my snip palm. Congas in the background, fur draped on my arm. All my women are hot, never less than warm. Got honeys like bees, baby, welcome to swarm. Reach out to the Lord, every day so strong. Spit it like the dude in that old book of Psalms. I'm an angel, Cheyenne Adonis of love. Anointed by the king of the six-pointed star. It's like Marvin when he's seeing what's going on. That's all I gotta say, then the women start pouring right towards him. This is my work, constant emotion. The track is my concert. Matter of fact, it's way beyond that. I'm pimp 24/7, plus a quarter past that. I'm an angel. The shadow of death. Two chicks on my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Ain't nothing but a thing. Not me, come holla at a king, I'm an angel.
All right, that's Cheyenne Salah with his piece, Angel. Cheyenne Salah I had met originally online. My daughter was doing some work for him, and then I had the opportunity to meet him in person and experience, you know, him live and seeing his band perform and stuff like that. And I have to say that he's an amazing man in person. And I would say that the stage performance is phenomenal. The band is kind of like a rock band, I guess, or whatever. And Cheyenne's stage presence is powerful. He knows how to work the stage. He's very good, you know, on the mic. And it's just, it's really, I think that almost the live performance is better than the recordings. And that's one of the things interesting, Blaze, that I have found out, that, you know, some artists just sound better live, or some artists sound better recorded.
Yeah.
And you know, then there are other artists that are very, very balanced between the two, you know, but It was great to meet Cheyenne Salah in person because it was a different style of artist. He is very much a businessman, and so seeing the business side to his artistic side was very, very interesting. So, you know, and it's really interesting, and one of the reasons why I'm hoping that some people will come out for the Monica Monet tour, because there are a lot of people that I'm connected to in my own area that I've never met in person. And, you know, would really, really love to meet them in person, you know?
Yeah, that definitely sounds like an adventure not to be missed.
So I'm hoping. You know, it's so funny because, you know, when you do the invites, it's so, a lot of times the people don't ever respond to the invite online. And they show up, or people respond to the invite online and never show up, you know, to events or to even the radio shows or whatever, you know. But it's really interesting, some of the people, like one of the guys who responded that he was going to come when I was a little girl was one of the head of the Black Panthers here in Seattle. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. He even a few years back ran for mayor, you know, in Seattle. But I thought that's pretty cool. That would be really cool to have Elmer Dixon, you know, come out to the show and all. So anyway, one of my schoolmates, he's now a big-time attorney, said he was going to come. And somebody that I met at the jazz festival, he and his wife, Alvin, and I hung out with them at the jazz festival. He said he was going to come. So I'm really hoping that some of these people come out, you know, because I haven't, you know, seen them in a while, or, you know, seen them since, you know, we were kids, or, you know, all of that stuff. So I'm so excited about Monica. And again, you know, if I had never heard her on Paradigm's radio show, and I think at that time, Paradigm was out of Detroit area. She's now moved, you know. I would have never probably connected with Monica, you know. So I'm excited. The guys have dropped off the line, so it's just back to you and me, Blaze. And we've got like 8 minutes, 9 minutes left in the show, you know. But I want you to briefly talk about, you know, you know, you as Eternally Blaze, and, you know, what your whole concept of what you created around Eternally Blaze and Blazism, because we definitely are going to start doing something with you here on Flava News Radio, and, you know, just this whole concept of what you want to bring, and pretty much is connecting with people online to give this message and hope to change their lives.
Well, yes, thank you for this opportunity. Blazism is basically the seedings of love. You know, we plant our flowers, our fruits, our vegetables, and in hopes of a good crop. And I'm planting knowledge into all of the people that I connect with, whether it be online, over the internet, on the phone, or person, or as an artist, and I do my spoken word. I want to touch your mind. I want to invoke thoughts of love. What real love is, the concept of it. You know, some of us were up, and then others just grew up. So we don't all at that same basis, you know, so some have more than others. So for those who don't have any, for those who just have a little bit, and for those who think they know but don't really know, I want to introduce to some and to present to others my concept. I'm not saying that it's the right one. I'm not saying that it's the perfect one, but it's my concept of what love is and what it is has been. I want to share with people. I want them to share with each other, you know, getting back to the basics of loving one another, of being intimate with one another, not let me sample this and run and go and sample that. You know, young people are getting married younger and younger today and ending up in divorce court in less than 7 years into the marriages, you know. And, you know, others are settling. You know, I'd rather not be alone. I'd rather not be without someone in my life, so I will put up with this, or men are going to be men, or all these different excuses on why we can't make this work. And some people are just set in their ways, you know. But I want to open the minds and ideas that there are ways to stay connected. There are ways to repair, rebuild, and restructure one's thought process as well as one's way of doing things to commit to that person that you selected. I didn't select them for you, but you selected to be with this person. And I want to help in any which way I can for you to open your mind, your heart, as well as your soul, and to see and receive information and then to take it home and practice it on the one that you love, you know. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what
I'm
out to kind of do.
I'm going to interject here, Blaze, because I think it's much more than that. I know that you're so about love and about relationships and couples reconnecting or, you know, really getting to know each other and, you know, and getting to the point, you know, where there's intimacy and what intimacy looks like, and not necessarily on the sexual level, but just that real, true love and connection. But the one thing that I talk about with you,
yeah,
is, you know, you talk about self-care and self-love.
Oh, well, that's the beginning. That's the basis of
you
it.
You know, and just learning how to reconnect with yourself and learning how to pamper yourself, in a sense, what that might look like to, you know, just the whole concept of peace, in a sense, you know, and tranquility.
Definitely, that is the starting point of any relationship. You have to understand who you are and appreciate. So many people don't appreciate themselves. They have love and consideration and compassion for everyone around them, but when it comes to self, it's just something that's overlooked. But I want you to take the time to stop and appreciate you for you, to love you. Because if you can truly look inward and see and feel all the wonderful attributes that you have, that you share as a mother, as a daughter, as a wife, as a husband, as a father, as a brother, a sister, then and only then can you say, well, I'm worth this. If I need to take a day to relax and unwind, so I can rebuild and regenerate and come out anew, then this is the time that I must allot to myself,
mm-hmm,
and become one with my thoughts, my prayers for the higher being that is guiding me and leading me, and shut out all your phones and your cell phones and your TVs and your internet and just get in touch with you. And if it's time to say, well, okay, let me do something good for me. Let me take a day to myself. Let me just walk in the park, smell the flowers, read a good book, something that you don't normally do, but today is just for you. No meats today. We're just going to eat vegetables and fruit and drink plenty of water so that I can cleanse my body. I shall have an hour of prayer to cleanse my soul. I shall be quiet just to let the world around me know that I'm here, that I exist, as one with myself. So I want people to realize that this time is very important. You are very important. And if you can take care of the family and the cousins and the fathers, some of us have sick parents who are still here with us. And you have to tend to them. You have to tend to your own family. Then you have to work. These are levels of stress. Everyone knows this. So I want to go back down on the other side, remove all of these levels of stress, and find peace. And then you can rebuild, rejuvenate, refresh. And when you go out, they're not going to be gone. The parents are going to be there. The children are going to be there. The struggles with the jobs are going to still be there. But you'll be in a better place to deal with them because you had a little bit of something just for you. And it's very, very important. And once you take this time, once you realize, once you feel that rejuvenation, you'll realize that you need to do this a lot more. And I can't wait to share that with everyone. I can't wait till they begin to understand the total, full concept of it and just start feeling a whole lot better with it from the inside out, the total cleaning. The Blazism.
Well, I just wanted you to talk about it because I think it's something really important, Blaze, and I think that you've definitely touched on something of value. You know, and I think that's one of the things that's really important when it comes to creating. You know, I think when you create and you think it's just great for yourself, you know, but when you try to sell it to somebody else, there needs to be a value that the other person can feel and connect with, you know. So when I think about you, you know, I mean, and I've said this before on my shows, you remind me just in your whole presence of when I think your name, right? I think, okay, you know, I need to do something. I need to have a Blaze moment. And when you talked about the craziness and stressfulness of somebody's life, you know, it's kind of like speaking on mine because I was just sitting here thinking as you were talking, I don't remember when my last day off was because throughout the whole week I'm grandma, throughout the whole week I'm Lady Flava, especially within the last couple months I've been having a lot of meetings, whether it's conference calls or whether it's in-person meetings. And so I go straight from being grandma to being Lady Flava to trying to get in radio shows and features to you know, planning this tour for Monica to going to work on the weekends. And every weekend, you know, I've been working, you know, for it feels like a couple months now without a weekend off. Or when I have a weekend off, it doesn't necessarily feel like a weekend off, you know. So I was joking with you what the other day about, you know, I've got a bathtub here at work and everything like that. And I think about, you know, one of my Blaze moments is the bath thing because I don't get the bath thing too often at home and all because of the busyness of my household. But, you know, last night at midnight I was just like, you know, I really need to chill, you know. So I put on some of my favorite indie artist music on my laptop and you know, chilled, you know, in the bathtub. And it was great. I didn't have, you know, the incense and the pretty smells and the candles and all of that. But, you know, at first I was telling you, I thought, oh, gosh, you know, I can't have a Blaze moment at work. But you know what? It actually worked out. I had a Blaze moment at work, and it was cool. It was cool because it was quiet. It was a space to myself, and it was something I really, really needed because I've had such a hectic week and all of that. So
for me, in your
existence, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to ask you a question while you were still in that moment. Once you had that Blaze moment, can you tell everyone how it felt?
Oh, well, for me, it was extremely relaxing because, you know, I didn't have the distractions of, like, TV going on or you know, I mean, if, see, like, here at my job, I have to watch the security cameras and It was, of course, after I had locked up the office and everything. So, you know, going in there and turning on my favorite, you know, music to listen to, and the water was like the perfect temperature. It felt amazing, and I was able to honestly let go and let down and release some of all of that stuff, you know, that I've been dealing with. And I turned it into a prune in the tub, you know. But it felt so good that actually I slept really, really well last night. And this past week, I think I'm just so excited about Monica, and I've had to deal with some business things. So I've been in business mode a lot and been on the phone a lot. And so it just felt good to have quiet and to not be on the phone, to not be distracted. And it was just a time for just me. So I think in me just doing it, because it was just kind of a fluke, that I said, you know what, let me just, you know, I was kind of laughing to myself, you know, I was telling, I told Blaze I can't do the Blaze moment at work, you know, and I said, you know what, you know, I'm the only one who uses the shower and tub here, you know, at work. Why not? You know, let me just, you know, let me just do it. If nothing else, I'll just feel nice and fresh and clean, you know. But, you know, I was glad that I did it, and I actually make that part of my routine when I come to work now. I don't know, I might stick a candle in my work bag or whatever when I pack to come to work, but I think I might make it a part of the routine just because it felt really, really good last night.
That's the whole concept. The candles, the incense, the calgon, all of those are extras. But if you don't have that, it is just the total releasing of everything. That is the Blaze moment right there, when you are one with just you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just letting it all of it, it's like a poison toxic that is being released from your body. And the water, the bath is more of a purification. It's a symbolism of purification. But you can sit at your desk, and if you shut everybody out or go into the lab or wherever and just shut everybody out, and just have that moment, and just exhale all the poison toxic out of your system, that is a Blaze moment within itself. And it gives you, I would say, instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do come away feeling a difference from then when you went in.
Right.
And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I invite everyone to have their Blaze moments.
Hi.
As often
no,
as they can.
Hey, Blaze, let me just finish my radio show. So anyway, one of the kids just stopped by the office. So when we went past the time of the radio show. So I appreciate, you know, what you shared, and I think it was great, great information on self-care and, you know, just taking care of you. And I think that if you don't mind, even before we start doing the show where you talk a little bit more, I think that it would be great for you to just kind of start thinking about sharing some different tips, you know, on how people can take care of themselves. And some of the tips can be generic, that both men or women can do, and maybe separate, you know, but I think that it would be something that's really, really great, you know, especially with the industry that we're in and working with artists and entertainment. I think that that's something that's really important for people to really think about, self-care. I was just thinking about this, and I had never asked this of you before, but do you have a place online where you actually connect with people in regards to Eternally Blaze and Blazism? Because I know that you've got a few Facebook pages.
I have never really engaged with them, per se, about Blazism.
Okay.
But I do have an Eternally Blaze page, as well as the new page up on Blaze.
Okay.
So I can, you know, I can pretty much after we start the program, I can then direct people to come and engage with me there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, I think that Eternally Blaze is definitely somebody you want to connect with. I mean, she's an amazing spoken word artist. She also can sing. She's got an amazing singing voice. So there are definitely projects that you can watch out for her in the very, very near future. But the Eternally Blaze and this Blazeism thing, I think, is something that anybody who is listening to the show right now and pays attention to Flava News Radio will definitely appreciate, and get you back in touch with yourself, get you back in touch with the person that you love, or even if, you know, you're looking to fall in love at some point. She's somebody that who's really, really going to open up your eyes if you pay attention and just enlighten you on how to do things a little bit differently. And I think that you'll find it something that's very, very rewarding. So, Blaze, I really appreciate you spending time with me on the show today.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, this was good. You know, I decided to have this topic, you know, today kind of based off conversations that we've had, and thought, you know what, that it turned out pretty good, you know, because there's so many ways that we can connect. And no matter whether it's in person, whether it's on the internet, it can be very, very challenging. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. I appreciate everybody who tuned in to listen to this show live, to those that hung out in the chat room, to those that were on the phone line, and those that come back and check out the archives. It's all about supporting underground independent artists, but it's all about supporting you also. So I appreciate you and want to wish everybody a great, great day. So help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio in regards to supporting underground independent artists. I will be back tomorrow with a 15-minute set, and then again, Monica Monet will be coming to Seattle, Washington, performing at the Twilight Martini Lounge on the 22nd, Lucid Jazz Lounge on the 24th, and 88 Keys on the 25th. So I will talk to you soon, my dear friend, Eternally Blaze.
Thank you so much.
All right, darling. Good night.
Good night.